Welcome here to the start of our coaches' shows here for week number 8 on a Thursday. We continue with the Valley Falls locker room chat here with now head coach Caleb Gatzmeier with the boys. This locker room chat is provided by the Elevator and Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. It's been a pair of games last time we talked, coach. Big wins over the Horton Chargers as well as the Pleasant Ridge Rams. Back-to-back wins here, now winning 4 straight games. Coach, tell me about these last 2 contests for you and your team.
Well, it was a little bit different, seeing 2 teams that we hadn't seen yet. We got going on Saturday, and Horton, give them some credit. You know, Coach Losey's got a young squad. They battled, played really, really well the first half against us, and we did some uncharacteristic things early and only went into halftime with a 7-point lead. And, we kind of shook some things up at halftime and came back out and really got it rolling in the third quarter and the fourth quarter, and kind of propelled us to a big, easy, comfortable win. And, you know, had a lot of guys play well, a lot of guys contribute, like what's been the case here lately. Damian came out, and he kind of took the game over in the second half, scoring 23 points, hit, I think, 4 threes in the second half, and really kind of came out of a little shooting slump that he'd been in. And, you know, Colin doing what he does. I mean, he had 16 points, 10 rebounds. He's a walking double-double. I'm really, really proud of the effort and the season that he's having. He has some big milestones that are rapidly approaching him. For a kid that we'll probably talk about this later on after he does it, but he's of 500 for his career, and he's 25 points shy of 1,000. And these are accomplishments that he's going to do in 3 because he didn't play varsity at Jeff West as a freshman. So an amazing, amazing feats that he's doing, but he can't get it done without his teammates. And so I'm very, very proud of the entire group. And, you know, we went on the road last night, went on the road on Tuesday night to take on Pleasant Ridge, which, a team on paper, only 4 wins, and but I could see the talent that they have watching them on film. They're big, you know, the 2 twins that they have are big body kids, and they got some quick guards, and they really came out and played really kind of inspired. And, you know, we were kind of, you know, trying to get in a rhythm. Our point guard, Duncan Alvarenga, a guy that doesn't score a whole lot for us, but he's really the heart and soul of our defense. Kind of came down with an ankle injury against Horton on Saturday. So we had it took a little bit for us to find a rhythm last night. Damian slid over and played the point a lot more than he does. But we finally got going, late in the third quarter, and, they battled back a little bit, and then we kind of extended back out, and, then we went on to win by 11. But again, proud of my guys. Colin, again, 22 points, 10 rebounds, and we rebounded the ball extremely well as a team last night. Damian, he had, 13 points, 10 rebounds, and 8 assists, so almost triple-double. And Flint Seymour had 12 points and 10 rebounds. And Jenner Young came off, usually is our, first big man off the bench, got in the starting lineup last night and played extremely well, had 7 points. And then, Brayson Miller didn't score the basketball a whole lot, but he had 9 rebounds. And then we're getting some help off the bench as well. Lucas Bernasic playing some valuable minutes, and then Chandler Martins came in, his first real varsity action in a while, and he really performed well on the defensive end, and that's something that I think I'm going to utilize quite a bit more as the season goes along. But, again, it's when you're a team that's, been established the way we have the last couple of years, you're probably going to get everybody's best shot. The kids have really responded well to that.
Well, you know how to give your players their flowers as you kind of, again, you look at it as a whole. You got every single one on this team contributing and being able to play at a high level. As you mentioned on Tuesday in the game against Pleasant Ridge, you had 3 players finishing with double-doubles. Just an incredible accomplishment with so many milestones coming up for these individual athletes. But focusing in here with the last couple games here this season coming up, but also these next couple of games coming up before we get to that point. Troy coming up on Friday, Riverside next Tuesday. What are some quick notes against these teams coming up here in the Northeast Kansas League?
You know, another two teams near the top of our league. You know, Troy is a game that, you know, we've seen them before, but it's been since the first game of the year. And that almost seems like last season. I mean, the first game of the year feels like it was so long ago. You know, I think that, you know, they're a team that's got some dudes that can really light it up from the outside, and they bang and they play hard. So it's going to be a tough test for us on Friday night. You know, it's winter royalty for us. So those are a night that, you know, you really got to try to, you know, get the kids zoned in and focused because there's other activities going on and stuff. But then you turn around and travel to Riverside on a Tuesday night, which, you know, Coach Herbst are up there, one of my best friends. We grew up together, and I'm really proud of the things that he's doing up there. He's got his boys playing really, really well. And so next two games are going to be very tough for us. We're going to have to play well. We're going to play for four quarters and definitely play on both ends of the floor.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you for joining us for week number 8 of our Locker Room Chat.
All right, my man. I appreciate you. Have a great day.
That was head coach of the Valley Falls Dragon Boys. Upcoming here this Friday, it's the Troy Trojans at home, and then on the road next Tuesday against the Riverside Cyclones.